As the number of coronavirus infections and deaths in D.C. continues to rise, one statistic has stayed consistent. 80% of the people who die from COVID-19 in the city are black, despite the fact that black people represent less than half of the population. As WAMU's Jenny Gathright reports, for those familiar with the city and its inequality, this outcome was devastating but unsurprising.
Christy Matthews volunteers with the D.C. Mutual Aid Network. She coordinates deliveries of groceries, hot meals, prescriptions, and other essentials, and she's part of a team that focuses on Wards 7 and 8, where most residents are black and poverty rates are some of the highest in the city. And Matthews, like several others on the team, has been personally affected by the virus. Her grandmother died from COVID-19 earlier this spring at 77 years old.
I feel like it's keeping it very much raw for me, which is making me a better organizer.
When Matthews gets up every day and sees the news about how many people in D.C. have gotten the virus and died from it, she doesn't just see statistics. She remembers her grandmother in Greensboro, North Carolina. She lived through Jim Crow. She lived through the 1979 Greensboro massacre when white supremacists killed five anti-racist demonstrators. And she looked out for her family.
She was always supportive. She never stopped loving any of us, even no matter what we did. She just met it with love.
Black people across the country are losing their loved ones at alarming rates. Tamara Smith, director of the D.C. Primary Care Association, isn't surprised that the situation in D.C. is similar.
I'm not surprised at all by the disparity. It has always existed.
Healthcare providers at the DCPCA network of clinics serve 1 in 4 D.C. residents, most of them black and low income. And Smith says they've seen for decades how people's circumstances shape their health outcomes in the city.
Every possible chronic disease is higher in the communities of color, African-American communities, and those that are in poorer communities.
About 70% of people who have died from COVID-19 in the district had hypertension. About half had diabetes, and you are far more likely to have these pre-existing conditions if you are black and poor in D.C.
I want you to acknowledge the issue around racism because we tend not to really put a lot of focus there.
Mustafa Abdul Salam is an ANC commissioner and leader of economic development planning in Ward 8, which has seen the most COVID deaths. He doesn't want to see people blaming the black victims of the virus. He wants the blame put on the structures that created these health disparities. Discrimination has stymied development, limited access to healthy food, amenities, and employment in black neighborhoods. Even before the pandemic, if you lived in Ward 8, which is 92% black, you were expected to live on average 15 years less than someone who lives in Ward 3, where 80% of residents are white.
When we talk about structural challenges that out there in the community, that the community has no control over it, it always comes back to racist policies that cause these kind of issues.
Undoing those policies won't happen immediately, but officials and healthcare providers are looking at ways to address the disparate impact the coronavirus pandemic is having on D.C.'s black neighborhoods. I met Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick outside a new testing clinic in Ward 7. Unlike other testing sites, anyone who makes an appointment here can get a coronavirus test without a doctor's note for free.
But the goal is hopefully to expand it as the community gets to know about it and as they start really coming out to the services.
Inside the clinic, Sierra, who lives nearby, was getting tested. She had a fever and didn't want to take any chances. She's already lost 2 friends to COVID-19.
I just think it's really important because I usually feel like they don't care about us in this neighborhood, but this and then it's all organized and everything and nice and clean, so that's good to see.
Demand for tests was overwhelming. Within a day, all of the appointments were booked for the month. Howard is looking to set up mobile testing sites so they can get out into more black neighborhoods. It's going to take a lot more testing to fight coronavirus, but it's going to take even more to get black people in D.C. the care they need. For WAMU, I'm Jenny Gathright.
WAMU 88.5 is your listener-supported NPR news station in the greater Washington, D.C. region, and you can support the regional coverage that matters to this community by becoming a member today. Click the donate button at WAMU.org, and thank you.